Good, okay. Tonight we're learning Hilchas Tanis Esther. Rabbi said it's very interesting shir. I will be saying something which I think is unknown, and it's I think it is unknown, and I know it's controversial, but let's get through it. So tonight, Simon Tov Reish Peibov, in the Dish tradition of the Mishnah, it's page 300. So, Tanis Esther. Okay, this is a really fascinating Mishnah. We'll be learning a little bit more about general fast days as well, the small Tanesim, a little bit covered here as well. So let's see, page 300, Simon Tofrei, Pei, Vav, Din Tanis Esther, Huvoi Gimel Tzifim, B'chanuk of Purim, Mutalis, Anois, Lifnem, V'lachem, Chanuk and Purim are unlike other Yomim Tovim, in the following way. You are allowed to fast the day prior and the day after Chanuk and Purim. So you're allowed to fast. Sometimes there's Yom Tovim, proper, genuine Yom Tovim, which you're not allowed to fast the day before and the day after, such as Issul Chag of the Yom Tovim. You're not allowed to fast on Issul Chag. You're not allowed to. So you were just learning that Chanukah Purim is a little bit more minor. It's a minor Yom Tov, and therefore the day before and the day after actually is permitted to fast.
Shushan Purim?
Yeah, so this is a good question. So this is probably talking about the day after Shushan Purim. So that's that. The Mishnah Berurah in fact adds that there is actually a minhag. Some people fast specifically on the day before before Chanukah. So there is even such a minhag, and it's fine to continue with a minhag if a person is such a minhag. Now, with regards to Tanis Esther specifically, Misanin b'Yud Gimel b'Adar, there is a fast on Yud Gimel b'Adar. On the 13th of Adar we fast. Veim Chal Purim b'Echol b'Shabbos. Purim falls on Sunday. When did it last fall on Sunday? Purim on Sunday. Im Chal Purim be'Echol b'Shabbos Makdim im Lizanos b'Yom Chamishi. Then we will fast on Thursday. Now, why do we fast on Thursday and not on Friday? We know there's only one fast that can fall on Friday, which is Chana Berlin. Which we had. That's rare enough as it is. But other Tanesim will never be on Thursday. Why not? Why don't we fast Tanis Esther if Purim falls on Shabbos Sunday? Why do we not fast on Friday? Why not? To prepare for Shabbos. And Mishnah brings two reasons. So if Cotton Yud Gimel. Siv Cotton Gimel. I'll go back to Siv Beis in a minute. Lis'anos b'yom chamishi, aval be'erev Shabbos ein kovin tainis. We will not fast on Friday. Aval be'erev Shabbos ein kovin tainis, betchilim mipnei kovat Shabbos, because of respect and honor of Shabbos. Lefi, because shergilin be'tainis loy maslichas v'zachnunim. Look at that reason. Because people are busy saying slichas and tachnunim. People are busy on a tainis, they're slichas. And if you were to truly engage and truly say properly and genuinely the tzlichas, then we can't do that on Friday. It contradicts the covenant of Shabbos. You can't on one hand do tzlichas and tachnunim, and on the other hand do covenant Shabbos.
We do on
Sabbat Davis. So we do our sesame chuba where it says lichaseh. So it obviously tells us something a little bit, either about you're right. Sabbat Tev is certainly a kasha. Our sesame chuba is also a kasha, but it certainly sheds a bit of light what kovat Shabbos looked like in those days, or what lichaseh tunim looked like in those days. Something is a bit different because by us it wouldn't be so much of a contradiction. We could manage to say lichaseh and prepare for Shabbos. So one of the things is a bit different nowadays. I'm not sure what. Either the Slichas Tachnunim that they said then was much more thorough and extensive, or the Kavod Shabbos took a lot longer. But nowadays we wouldn't see much of a contradiction to do both simultaneously. I do know from the Poskim that Kavod Shabbos operations were on Friday morning early. They had to go to the market and they had to make all kinds of preparations. Some of them had to be done on Friday morning early. So it could be that it's just that kind of time that it was clashing, it's just impossible. Well, the reason why we don't fast on Friday is by the man at Hanesim is because you can't do Slichas Tachnunim and at the same time prepare for Shabbos. Very, very fascinatingly, this Mishnah Berurah now adds, and it says as follows: somebody was traveling in the way, in a journey, and he forgot. Somebody forgot he was traveling. He was in quarantine because he just came back from he's self quarantine. He didn't realize he was just stuck stuck inside, and he just forgot, and he ate on Tynes on Thursday. He just completely forgot, didn't mean any thing about it, he just ate on Thursday. Because, you know, in his mind, Purim was next week, so he just forgot, and he ate. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'olayla v'olabeis, so on the night he came home, and he just realized, oh, he checked his emails, and he saw, oh, you know, it was meant to be a Tynes today. V'shama sha'oylam, he's anu ayyum, and he heard that the oylam fasted today. That's an unbelievably interesting Mishnah Berurah. He's anu le'mocha be'erev Shabbos, he should fast on Friday. Fast on Friday. Now everybody else has fasted on Thursday, but he, as an individual, as a person who forgot, he should fast on Friday. Now, why is this a very big Kiddush? Yeah. This year, one second. When is Pesach? Matzah Shabbos. So Tanis Bechorim is not on Friday. No. Yeah. So he said that this is a very big chiddush to fast on Friday. What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this? On fasting, what do you think about it?
It's comparable to a Tanis Chalom,
isn't it? A bit, yeah, it's a bit like a Tanis Chalom, Tanis Yochid. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So there's a various elements of chiddush. First of all, that he has to make up for it, which you don't really find. It's definitely in the Kudzah Chiddush of it that he has to fast. He has to make up for this fast. Saying that he has to make up for this fast on Friday, well, I mean, it's definitely a very, very big Chiddush. So on Purim you won't be able to fast. On Purim maybe you can't fast on Purim. So that's it. But I agree with your question. What happens if somebody forgets? I agree with your question. Slightly different tweak. What if somebody doesn't fast? He forgets to fast on a Asoba Tevis, on Shavuos Tamuz. He forgot to fast. He forgot to fast on a. I'm not talking about, of course, Yom Kippur or even Tisha B'Av. I'm not asking. A minor task. He forgets. Should he make up the next day, or is there no point in doing that?
Those who are
known
to fast on a Monday and Thursday.
Yes.
There's some kind of Tashlum and a Bahab, some kind of Bahab
Tashlum. There is, but yeah, Bahab, yes. So because Bahab, yeah. Or Shoivavim, yeah. So there is that concept. But these are all Tanis Yochid. These are not really Tanis Tzibur. It's not something which is on an accepted universal minik to fast. Here with the word universal minik, what if somebody forgets? So I think the answer is no, there's no point. If anybody forgets Tanis Asoba Tevis, there's no point fasting on the subsequent day. Yeah, bris tashlum is what you're saying. Will he do that on Friday? You're asking. I don't know.
But you know why? You know why after this one that he passed on the next day? Because this one we moved it.
It's absolutely correct. So really, the real day should really have been Friday. Shabbos Friday, whatever. It's pushed up. So yeah. So let me say it's a very interesting chiddush though. I don't think so. No, I think specifically over here, because it's nitche, or rather it's because Friday really should be the fast.
Yes, yeah, so I'm saying is it the case that any nitche situation you can then be mashlim it as opposed to a non nitche situation, or is it just
you're saying if there's another fast which is nitche as well? Well, let's think of an example. If there's so if Tisha B'Av, which it does, yeah, so we fast on Sunday.
So in such a situation, and you forgot it was Tisha B'Av, whatever, can you be mashed from there because it's Nitcha, or is it just in this case?
Good question. So I think the answer is you can't. But it's a valid question because of this chiddush that we're seeing over here. It's a very interesting question. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, top line of the Maril, your Magid Aloch is Betanis Esther. The Maril would not give the halacha shir, but Tanis Esther the Shetudim Liknus Tzorkei Purim. He would give every day a shir, but on Tanis Esther he wouldn't, because people are busy buying the Purim necessities. It's a bit last minute, I suppose, but that's when people on Tanis Esther people are busy buying things as well.
They didn't have fresh freezing.
The French freezers, yeah. And the people used to really give shlachmanas, as we're going to see later, people used to give real food. So, as opposed to the junk that I want to go back to Sifkot and Beis, which is really crucial. Mishnah Sifkot and Beis gives us the background of what is this Tanis all about, really. Okay. So what is Tanis Esther all about? Why are we fasting on Tanis Esther? What's the background? And here within this Mishnah Berurah over here, once he explains the background of it, there's in it, rooted in it, a chiddush d'alocha, which many poets can bring as alocha lemaisa. Sifkot and Beis, Misanim Yud Gimel Ba'adar, on the 13th Adar we fast. Ki, why? Because, b'imei Matchav Esther, in the days of Matchav Esther, nikalu b'yoyim Yud Gimel Ba'adar, people gathered on the 13th of Adar, Leilochem, to fight, velamoid al nafsham, and to save their lives. We find this explicitly in the Megillah, right? Megillah says it. Yeah, these are literally the words of the Megillah. For yotzichim levakesh, and they needed to seek, to ask, gachamim, mercy v'zachnunim, shiazrem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them. Veleinokem, and to, what's in the comma? To?
Revenge.
Revenge, v'avem, the enemies.
Avenge.
Umatzinu, and we find, shoyubiyem milchoma, shoyim is'anin. We find that they, when they were on the days of the war, they actually fasted. Because Chazal teaches us, because they knew that it's worthwhile thing to do to fast. If you fast, Hashem is on your side. And that's why they, in times of the Megillah, they fasted. They learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. It goes like this. Moshe Rabbeinu won Amalek. He fasted. The Yidden in the times of the Megillah, they copied and they learned from Moshe, it's a worthwhile thing to fast. And that's why they fasted and they won over Haman. It is certain that they, in the times of Moshe, they also fast. They learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, and that's why all the fast on the 13th of Adar. For Nikra Tainis Esther, it's called globally, Tainus Esther. Why? Kedelizko Hashem is Baruch Hu Yevishem. Up to remember that Hashem hears and listens. Kol Ish Beis Tzorosoi. He listens to everybody who is got tzoros. Kasha is ane. Yoshev El Hashem b'chol levovoi. If a person really fasts and returns and repents, and he returns to Hashem with all his heart, like in those days, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us in our times as well. So there's a fascinating element over here. So why do we fast? Why do we fast in Tainus Esther? By the way, it's interesting, just as a footnote, it's interesting, it's called Tainus Esther. That's a good Dvar Torah. Why is it called Tainus Esther, not Tainus Motche, or Tainus? Why is it Esther? That's something to think about. But either way, they were both equally instrumental in that Tainus. But the question is, why? So they fasted, and they were saved. And we, therefore, what do? We fast because of what? We fast because? Because the war. You're right. So we fast because they fasted. We fast because they fasted and their fasting helped in their tzoros. Now, this is a bit different than all the other fast days that we have. For instance, why do we fast? I don't know, Tisha B'Av and Shavuot Sobet Hamas. Why do we fast then? Because of the Churban HaBayis. So, does this Churban still apply to us? Destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Golos, does it still apply to us? Yeah. Of course it does. Here it is a bit different. Because here what it is that we commemorate, look at the words of the Shnura, we fast because they fasted.
I think I once saw
Chibra
on that, that's why I think you're allowed to listen.
Very good. We're going to go to that in a minute. So what it seems like from this Mishnah Berurah, and that's what the poets can say, it's based on the Gemara, that this Tainus is different and therefore more lenient than all the other Tainusim. Again, all the other Tainusim, we fast because of the tragedy that happened, that befell on Klal Yisrael, and that tragedy is still relevant to us. And that's why we fast on those days. You know, Shavuot Sobet Tammuz, you know, there is a tragedy. The Golos is still... who are still in Golos. You know, they still, it's all about the Chorban, which is still, which here it's different. The tragedy that happened then, the danger and the sakana that happened, it's not really relevant to us anymore. Haman is not here anymore. He's gone. He's long gone. So, but they did the right thing, and we are trying to commemorate that. And therefore we fast as well. It's a zikaron. Why is that?
Why should I say it's because they didn't. I'm fasting because they fasted. So I should say it's because they didn't. If you're telling me it was a bad day, it was a
chorban, yeah, I suppose the answer to your question is that it's anyway a good thing to do. So if we fast things, we're right, so do it with slichas. Koivitz, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, very good. So, Lemaise Raboisai, what we are seeing from here is that the level of Tainus here is on a lower is on a lower level than other Tainus. And therefore, having understood this, the background and the root of this Takona, I shouldn't call it Takona, of this minhag of fasting, Tainus Esther, therefore, we can now proceed and understand the Ramah very well. Second line, says the Ramah, for Tainus Zayin Ochoivo, this fasting is not a real obligation. It's not a Choivo. Lochain, therefore, yesh lehakel, one should be lenient, boy, in it, but leis atzoich, when need be. It's a fast day that you can be lenient if there's need. Kugoyen, such as mu borois, a expecting woman, oi menikois, nursing woman, oi lechoyle, or a ill person, shein besakon, who's got no danger. So anybody is a choyle, may not fast, should not fast.
Should they be
Muslim? No. Gzeira was not on them. The minhag was never for those people to fast. Only healthy people accepted the minhag. So they were never, it's not. If the next day they're better, no. On Bashar's Meister, they were cholim. Yesh lokal, they should be lenient. They should be lenient. Yesh lokal. And now he says what's probably an element of a chiddush. Even if they've got eye ache, eye pain, Sheim mitzvah, which is, by the way, not the new variant, no. Yeah, even if the people just experience pain in their eyes, Sheim mitzvahim harba lois anu, those, that's just a slight pain. They've got pain in their eyes. Some, I suppose it's more than itchy. Pardon? Let him finish. That if they are in great pain, lois anu shouldn't fast. For those, they should be prayer. Those specific category, those people who have got pain in their eyes, they should not fast, and they should be prayer afterwards. They should be mashlim the fast at a subsequent occasion. So. So this is only specific, says Mishnah Berurah, explains that he's only specifically talking about those people with eye pains. The other ones surely do not need to make up for the fast. About all the healthy people. So if somebody is healthy and strong and well and everything, they should not separate themselves from the community and they should fast, good and proper. And Mishnah Berurah adds to that in Sif Katan Vav, lo yifushu, should not separate themselves. Afilu even ha'olech b'derech, when a person is traveling, on a journey, for kosher lo v'atanis, and it's difficult for him. So just if it's a bit unpleasant, that is not sufficient to disqualify yourself from the fast. If, you know, obviously a fast by definition, when Chazal said, when the minhag was accepted to fast, is obviously by definition going to mean with some sort of discomfort in minor. Man of discomfort, because Tanis by definition going to be like that. So don't say, oh, I've got a headache, I'm exempt. No. If Chazal said you should fast, that probably means you may have a headache because, you know, you're going to be.
We're not
going to
say because they fasted for 3 days, didn't
they? Yeah, we're going to get to that as well. We're going to see if Gimma's going to speak about that, yeah. Says, continues the Ramah. On to your point. If Purim falls on Sunday, that we fast on the Thursday before that. If there's a bris milah falling on that Thursday, you're allowed to break the fast because of the bris milah. Everybody whoever ate on Thursday should whoever ate on Thursday because of the bris, should fast on Friday. So here comes again that point of fasting on Friday. Now, we got to your question. The Mishnah says over here, no, it's there's no distinction. I don't think there's a difference. No. If it's nitche, this year is nitche. You're saying that if it's nitche, the year that it's nitche, you're saying that if it's nitche, then it should be more meikel. Right. So with regards to Tanis Esther nitche. I'll tell you what's going through my mind. La'emes is misvora, you're right. Misvora, you're right that if it's nitche and it's not on Yud Gimel, some leniency should apply. However, look at the Mishnah Berurah, I don't actually see him being makel beyond, it doesn't seem to be distinguishing. So I don't know, but you're right, misvora, there should be a leniency. It should be a bit more lenient. Right, so Rabbi Yisrael, Halacha LeMaaseh, what we're seeing over here is that there is certainly some leniencies on Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is more lenient than the other Tanisim. And the reason for that is because it's not Zeicha L'Chorban. We're not ourselves going and processing, you know, a tzah and agony and something which really is meaningful to us now, like on the other Tanisim. This is over here a zecha, it's a commemoration, a zecha of something which they had done. And it's important, it's choshem, and it's very good, and it's always great, as the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, to do tshuva and to repent and to get close to HaKadosh Baruch, it's always a good idea. Tanis is always a good thing. But therefore, it's a more lenient level. Therefore, the poskim do say some leniencies apply. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about the level, the threshold of breaking a fast is lower. That's what he speaks about. He says that somebody who has got just kevenayim, he's allowed to break a fast. He does, however, point out that if the person is healthy and is well, you know, he has to fast. He has to fast. But you are right as well that some boys can bring. For instance, there is a some level of minik. Some have the minik, many don't have the minik. So, but it's a brought down minik that some people refrain from doing certain activities the night before the fast, such as. Showers and such as, you know, on the night before Shiva Sabbatam, some people will refrain, for instance, of having to do certain things which is more tanas like. There's such a not universally accepted minhag. He says, wherever we've got those minhagim, that on a regular fast, you'll be makpid the night before, you will not have meat, for instance, on the night before tanas. It's a minhag that some people have. That, for instance, there's no reason why I should do that on the Leil Tanis Esther. It is more lenient. And again, the threshold of breaking the fast is also lower. And I was going to finish off with Siv Gimel. The Siv Gimel says, Yish mis anim shloish yomim, zeich le Tanis Esther, all of us who fast 3 days. Okay, if you want to, okay, that's those who
if
can.
The most maker one, why would you do 3 days?
Because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, they would do so. What's the 3 days? They've gotten ches, shloisha yome, per sheni chamisha visheni acha purim. So it's talking about. Yeah, exactly. And mishenichna sadoma b'mesimcha. So, okay, that's really different.
But he said. Because
they all used to fast Monday, Thursday anyway, so it makes it. They
didn't fast Monday every. Yeah. A lot of them did, didn't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it makes it more makeable, even though we I hear.
Is it right? Yeah, good point. Yeah. Good. Very good. Okay. That's all. So we discussed this evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Chanukah and Purim is Mutalis Anis Lifnev Lachayim. So unlike other proper Yomim Tovim, the day before and the day after Chanukah and Purim, you'll have to fast. We spoke about Tanis Esther, which is on the 13th of Adar, and we said that if it falls on Sunday, you fast on Thursday. We learned that if somebody forgets and eats on Thursday, he should fast privately on Friday. We also learned that if somebody who is not well or somebody who is expecting or nursing a woman should not fast. Koyav Einayim should also not fast. And if there is a simcha, like a bris, then the Balei Simcha should break the fast and eat on Thursday. However, they should fast on the Friday. And then we spoke about the minhag. Some people fast 3 days on Purim. Now, if that's the chumah you want to take on this year, you know, perhaps that's something you think about. Okay, good evening. Good evening.